All right, hit the music maestro so we can bring in our buddy Jason Cairns and welcome him to July. Welcome to July.
Yeah, here we are. It seems like June went by pretty quickly, so.
I know. June Dairy Month is gone.
Indeed.
And we are going to have, later on after 6:30, we'll tell you all the special events going on in July. But today is Ginger Snap Day, so. Bet you didn't know that.
I didn't. You know, as long as the ginger snaps don't have raisins in them, I'm guessing they're pretty decent cookies.
I've never known ginger snaps to have raisins, but oh yeah, you're still wrong about raisins. All right, so here's your homework. It was July 4th is around the corner, and let me portray myself as a typical Western Wisconsinite. A believer, and say, boy, you know what? I love God, but I love my country. I'm glad I was born in America. I feel like I won the lottery to live here. In fact, I'll tell you honestly, Jason, I already got a note from a coworker this morning that ends with some instructions for the holiday weekend and beyond and says, God bless the USA. Well-known song from Lee Greenwood. But I hear about this thing called nationalism. So what exactly is Christian nationalism, and why do I not want to be a Christian nationalist?
Yeah, that's a good and important question, I think. You know, and one of the differentiations we need to make is between what is healthy patriotism and what is Christian nationalism. You know, and I think probably the way to think about Christian nationalism is it deals not only with patriotism, but how we define our country, and that we define it as distinctly Christian, that Christianity becomes privileged within the public square. A lot of times it deals with not only who is in, but who's out in terms of the nation. I think Christians a lot of times talk about things like religious freedom, but what they mean is religious freedom for Christians. And I think sometimes when people adopt Christian nationalist ideas, they really hold to these ideas for Christians, but not for other groups. So whether that be Muslims, atheists, Jews, what we mean by religious freedom are those who are Christian. And it deals a lot with things that America is a chosen nation. In fact, a Republican senator, I think, tweeted last week that God only ever chose two nations, Israel and America, and that doesn't find any biblical precedent, right? I think for me, it really boils down to the fact that it's a sense of idolatry, Americolatry is maybe a better way to put it, that somehow we conflate. Go ahead.
So we can get into problem if this idea, this thinking of, hey, in the Old Testament, Israel was God's chosen people, but it seems in more recent times, America's his chosen.
Yes, that's, I think, one of the ideas, you know, and unfortunately, it ends up leading to a lot of division, a lot of separation between people. I think at the extreme ends, we can see things like the Capitol insurrection, where people broke in, murders happened, and people prayed in the Capitol, right? I mean, and so there's this idea that somehow God blesses violence as long as it's in support of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I
think where it gets messy, right, is because people are strong about their faith. They want to see it grow. And in terms of this confusion about, I think of Chuck Colson's book, Kingdoms in Conflict. They very much are, right?
Absolutely. You know, and I think that that's very much true. And, you know, I think as Christians, our primary identity is not to America. It is to God's kingdom, which is, you know, if we take the book of Revelation seriously, there will be people from every tribe, nation, and tongue. The streets of heaven are not going to be lined with American flags, right? I mean, and I think that's sometimes hard for us to understand.
So for the Christian, again, whose citizenship is primarily in heaven first, but I'm not saying. Yep. I understand you could be a citizen of this nation. I am and glad to be. But for me, yep. as a Christian who's eternal-minded, in my life, it wouldn't be America first. It would be the kingdom first, right? And right. King and kingdom
the
thinking.
Kingdom first, second, and third. Yeah.
Right, the kingdom first, second, and third, and even and the way of Jesus first, second, and third. So
right, absolutely. And I think it's important for us to ask questions about are the ways in which we're living, are the ways in which we're celebrating things like patriotism reflecting the way of Jesus? And I think a lot of times they don't. Mm-hmm. So,
all right.
And that's certainly been my observation.
I don't know if we cleared that up for anybody, but if they want to respond, please do on the listener line at 715-396-1670. And there, if there's another question that you'd like to have us head to Dr. Jason, let us know. Thank you, friend. We'll see you later this morning.
Sounds good.
WWIB, good morning. It's 65 degrees and welcome to July to you and to Susan. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, everybody. How are you?
14 before 7 o'clock and 65 degrees. We're up 4 already this morning.
It's so nice out.
It is, yeah.
Now's the time to get out because I don't like super, super hot weather.
Why don't we let the listeners know all the things being commemorated during the month of July?
I'd love that.
We will do alternate here. And
oh, my goodness, there's so many.
There are a lot. I did the ones below that are being going on today. A lot of them, Postal Worker Day, etc. But today is actually the month of July is Cell Phone Courtesy Month.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
It's also Family Reunion Month. Uh-huh.
That makes sense. It's a month for fireworks safety.
For sure. National Baked Bean Month.
Uh-huh.
Another one that makes sense. It's uh-huh. a delicious side dish to any barbecue.
If you haven't chosen a month of the year to celebrate buffalo, this is the month to do it.
National Blueberries Month.
Weren't we just talking about Sal and the blueberries is your favorite?
Blueberries for Sal.
Yeah, yeah.
Kerplunk, kerplunk, kerplunk.
Yeah, yeah. This is the month to celebrate culinary arts.
Yes, not just cooking, I tell you. It's the culinary arts.
Julia Child.
National Doghouse Repairs Month.
So it's not just doghouses, but the repairs on them.
Get those shingles down. Maybe install some air, some vinyl windows. Get that doghouse repaired.
Grilling, you've got your own month, and July is it.
Yes, and this is so perfect. National Horseradish Month. Right here, we are the hub of excellent horseradish.
And we got the big farmers gathering going on in July with the Silver Spring Gardens and
our
all that.
Our horseradish yes. is world-renowned for its quality, just so you know that, you guys.
You've let it be known you don't like the idea of ketchup on brats, and we're still waiting. All of America is really waiting for you to sample that. And maybe this, and Kayla's pointed out, the 4th of July is going to be the perfect time.
It's D-Day.
Where do you stand on horseradish?
I like horseradish because, speaking of ketchup, if you don't know this, guys, if you need like your shrimp sauce, your shrimp cocktail sauce,
yeah.
you just mix ketchup with a little horseradish,
huh.
and that's how you make it.
Wow. The things you learn on this program.
Uh-huh.
This is a month to celebrate hot dogs.
Yes. National Ice Cream Month.
This is the month.
Still my beating heart.
For purposeful parenting.
Nice.
Uh-huh.
National Recreation and Parks Month.
Uh-huh. Does that mean you should watch the show Parks and Rec? I don't know.
You wouldn't hate it.
What does it mean? It's water garden, like water your garden? Okay.
Oh, because there's like hydroponics.
Okay.
Water
wow.
gardening
okay.
month,
man.
I think.
Okay. Water gardening.
Yeah. Roots and branches.
Smart
month.
Irrigation.
And social wellness.
It's a very busy month. Rattle. WWIB from Elevation Worship. A fun worship. Yeah, you do.
Go I ahead. Do. No, I love it so much. I love the dry bones, hear the word of the Lord, and mm-hmm. that's what brings us back to life is the word of God. And you may not feel like reading the word of God. You mm-hmm. may, and you may hear the word of God in a song. God promises his word will not come back void.
Mm-hmm.
So there is something accomplished in our spirit and our soul whenever we hear scripture, whenever we hear a word from God. And I love that song.
Yeah. That was beautiful. I was just going to say, I like the June, June.
Yeah, like I know, that arena rock.
Now I feel like, oh, wow.
Holding your little cell phones up in the stands.
Susan's answer is way better.
Well.
Like Jeremiah says, right, like the Lord says in Jeremiah, is not my word like fire, like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces.
Sometimes.
So WIB Wake Up Show, starting off a brand new month. Susan and I, like a half hour, 35 minutes ago, we were recapping all the things being commemorated this month.
That's right, we were. You know, it's blueberry month.
Being a perfectionist, you have to be persistent, detailed, and an organized high achiever. You must have exceedingly high standards, not only for yourself, but all for those around you. You have to conceal, it says here, you have to conceal your imperfections from others in an attempt to always project an image of perfection.
Sounds rough.
I feel like the backhoe of guilt is just beep, beep, beep coming up to me here.
Yeah, whoever wrote this. Anyhow, they've got top signs you're a perfectionist.
All right.
So,
and me being so imperfect, I'm not seeing the same article you guys are, so I'm just along for the ride.
All right.
Signs you're a perfectionist, you can't stop thinking about a mistake you made. Yes,
that's a thousand times.
Sure.
Okay.
And, yeah, I can relate to that. You are intensely competitive and can't stand doing worse than others.
Oh, dear. Oh, I found it.
There you go.
Okay. Sign you're a perfectionist here on the WIB Wake Up Show. You either want to do something just right or not at all.
Mm.
Ugh. How many times have we tried, just said, I'm not even going to try that. I look like a fool. I don't want to do it.
I think that we all to some, I don't know, we all, but I mean, I think there's various levels of this, right? There's kind of different.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like a spectrum of this. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You more signs you're a perfectionist here in the WIB Wake Up Show. You demand perfection from other people.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anyone like that.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't.
She's turning away from me.
No, I'm not. I feel grace.
Yeah. Won't ask for help if asking can be perceived as a flaw or a weakness.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a rough one, right? I mean,
well, when
humility.
Isn't help humbling yourself? Uh-huh. Anytime we ask for help, we're humbling ourselves.
And here's the thing. If there's other folks like me where it's like, man, this just feels like piling on.
Yeah.
Give us a second. Give us a second. Because I think we can see again how every trait can be redeemed, right?
Uh-huh.
When it's given to the hands of the Father. So,
well, and isn't that true? It's a double-edged sword. It's a two sides of the coin. Perfectionist, where you struggle with that, the godly attribute would be pursuit of excellence.
Uh-huh.
And I just think that, yeah, that's something that we are still learning from God.
I mean, you look at these other ones, how will this next one comes up? And, you know, again, some of these seem negative and are.
Uh-huh.
But how about this? Perfectionist, signs of a perfectionist, you will persist at a task long after other people have quit.
That's great. That's a great quality.
Perseverance.
I think that's a noble
Absolutely.
Pursuit.
Absolutely.
So,
you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're a fault finder who must correct other people when they're wrong. That one is kind of rough.
Not so good.
All right. We're nearing the end of Signs You're a Perfectionist on the WIB Wake Up Show. You are highly aware of other people's demands and expectations.
And you are very self-conscious about making mistakes in front of other people. And I think a lot of this, for me, goes back to what Jason Gray said, and I just love that concert there at Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland so much, because he talked about some of the imperfections that he has and his stutter. Mm. And he said, I bet everybody in this crowd tonight has something you just hate about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've struggled with that, too, as someone who's an admitted perfectionist, where there's so many times, like, I wish I could just stop being this
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And rather than just throwing up our hands and saying, well, that's just the way I am, and
mm-hmm.
what if instead we offered it up
yes.
to God at the altar and said, Lord, I hate this about myself, but you made me this way.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
How do you redeem this? How do you use this for your glory and not mine?
Uh-huh. Yep.
And he said, you know, again, with his stutter, with his lisp, with the things that he would give anything to have it taken away. Instead, God said, I'm not going to take it away.
Right.
I'm going to use it.
Uh-huh.
And so if you're somebody like me who's like, man, this feels like a punch in the gut because I struggle mm-hmm. so much with this. If you just take it to God and say, man, I don't like this about myself.
Yes.
Change what you need to change, but use what you can use.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to commend you, myself, you, Mark, these people, any of us who have a struggle like that, the courage that it takes to stay in the fight, to not just say, well, I guess I'm just a perfectionist. People better live with it. You know, we say, God, I don't want to hurt other people. I want you to use this for your glory. That's what Caleb was just saying. And that's a beautiful thing. And it takes guts to fight that every day.
How old would you like to live to? People talk about, we had a friend who talked about, she determinedly wants to make it to 120. And I wish her well.
Yeah.
Just so happens the oldest man, at least, on the planet. And typically, last I heard, I mean, women in the U.S., at least, the average age, they make it to 81. Guys, more like 72.
Uh-oh.
Well, there's a guy in Puerto Rico... was 112.
Yes.
That's
Emilio Flores Marquez, officially confirmed by Guinness World Records as the world's oldest living male.
That's amazing. It says Emilio worked on sugarcane farms with his father when he was young. He was the firstborn son of the family, hence had a lot of responsibilities related to chores and other duties of bringing up his younger siblings. A lot of responsibility from a young age. Learned to be selfless.
He was married to his wife for 75 years before her death. I mean, that's amazing.
That's beautiful.
They do say married people live longer. Married men live longer.
Depends who you're married to, but okay.
That's what the stats say, but okay, fine caveat. He's a father of four children with two of them still alive today. 112 with his birthday coming in August, so he's looking at 113 next month.
Yeah, yes. That's coming up soon. 11 years ago, he underwent surgery to implant a pacemaker, and he has nearly lost all of his hearing, but still, again, is enjoying quite good health at almost 113 years old.
Yeah, right. That's amazing.
And when he's talking about the secret of life, he said, you need to have an abundance of love in your life. My father raised me with love, loving everyone. He always told me and my siblings to do good, to share everything with others. Besides, Christ lives in me, said Emilio.
Fantastic. Aww. Well, with him in mind this morning, how can we not play this song from Peabod? Emilio Flores Marquez would love this tune.
And this is for you, Emilio.
Love everybody on WWIB.
I was contemplating this morning, how different my life has turned out than what I expected, even in my 20s, as I'm running down the home stretch towards 60 in several months. I'm just thinking, I didn't know that I would be who I am today. Sometimes I wonder, as I compare my life to other people's lives, and I see, wow, they are really doing something for Jesus. I really felt like God spoke to me and said, you know, Susan, you have always had this fondness for looking at the preachers and the professional Christians as those that are doing the most for me, that are my favorites. But do you not realize that I have you exactly where I want you? And so I just felt led to encourage any listener out there who may look at someone else like, well, I look at Peggy as a missionary and you, Mark, and I think, wow, the things they're doing for the kingdom of God. That happens to be where God has put you. That's the calling on your life. But he also has my husband where he's meant to be and me where he wants me to be. And to rest assured knowing that there is no more sacred profession or vocation than being exactly where God has put you, whether it be in a hair salon or working construction, or trying to make a career in radio. It is all used for God's glory, and we are here because he needs us here.
I'm glad he put you here at WWIB.
Oh, same here.
Since the middle of March.
I wasn't fishing, but I was just, you know, we tend to deify, if that's a little too strong, but the pastor's like, wow, they're and yeah, they are, and they are enduring spiritual warfare, and but we are exactly where God wants us to be. He is more than able to move us into another profession, but it pleases him to put us where we are.
I'll briefly jump on that. I mean, I think having done radio all these years, I think I've put the pastoral hat up there. And again, praying for all the pastors.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's tough work. I was
big
with a retired pastor last night at a gathering I was at, and looking forward to praying with him about church at the fair tonight at 7, if people want to join us at the Liney's Pavilion at the fairgrounds. But yeah, accepting who God made you to be to do what he's made you to do. So,
and I think, too, when you look at the Great Commission in Matthew 28, it's not like if you're called to vocational ministry, go out into all the world. It says go out into all the world. And so whether you're a pastor or a plumber, you have that same calling, that same commission on your life. So do your work with excellence.
Absolutely.
Do it for the glory of the kingdom. And always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks the reason for the hope that you have.
Yes.
Let his light shine.
That's there
so
you go.
Beautiful. Yeah, the Lord, the Holy Spirit is looking for physical bodies to walk around and bring the Spirit where he needs to be. And listeners, you are that body. And thank you for being faithful to that.
We want to be salt and light. And as Caleb references, really, 1 Peter 3:15 there, I love what Joseph Aldred said in Gentle Persuasion. As we do our tasks excellently, But we encounter people, love them until they ask you why. So
good stuff. That.
Apple pie, jelly, strawberry, rhubarb, or raspberry, limeade, jam, and so many more. Find locally made apple cider, apple butters, jams and jellies, and Creation Kitchen treats like pound cake and blueberry cheesecake or strawberry lemon cookies, all at the Avenue Orchard Store in Eau Claire. Try out this month's featured sample flavor, strawberry lemonade jam. The Avenue Orchard Store, open 9 to 7 every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Come get a taste just south of Eau Claire on 53. Wouldn't it be cool if Ronnie was here, Ronnie Appleseed?
I wish. If only.
Ronnie's one of our favorites.
Good morning.
What? Surprise.
Just like that. Here he is.
Wow.
Ronnie Appleseed, Team Appleseed, Avenue Orchard. A very busy summer, as always, for you guys.
Yes.
You've got the Avenue Orchard store. You've got farmers markets. You've got Creation Kitchen treats baking up. We've got a new featured sample flavor for July.
We have raspberry limeade and raspberry lemonade.
Limeade and lemonade, both raspberry. And again, we've tried the strawberry lemonade, which is phenomenal.
Right.
Raspberry limeade I've tried, but I have not tried raspberry lemonade before.
Well, as you know, we brought out raspberry limeade last year, and we needed to make some more raspberry limeade, but somebody grabbed the lemons. So we now have raspberry lemonade and raspberry limeade. So what we want you to do is come get a taste, right? Sample them and let us know which your favorite is.
I love a taste test. I will be happy to do that.
I think that the we were talking some about the orange Serrano, right?
Yes, Serrano orange. Correct. Yeah. Yes.
That's a very good one. Yeah, I've heard about you put that with some meatballs and you get a treat.
Yeah, it's quite the blend and they're stirring it up in the kitchen now. So
Serrano
orange is about to come out, and there is also we got our hands on some early pears, so guess what?
All right.
We got our pear jam and our ghost pear coming back on the show.
With the ghost pepper. I remember trying that, and I thought it was just going to kill me, but it didn't. It had a sweet burn to it that it wasn't like this nasty aftertaste.
Right.
It was warm with, again, the hotness of the peppers, but the pear's sweetness really complemented that well.
It does. It really came out swell.
Yeah, and it does. It wakes up your taste buds and makes the whole thing delicious.
Do you have any idea, Ronnie, how many different jams and jellies you have, again, at the Avenue store? And I know you bring a lot to the farmer's markets, too. I mean, any idea? Are we up to like a few dozen now?
I ran out of fingers and toes a lot.
You're living with creative cooks.
I would say we're probably at 36 flavors.
Wow. Mm. Wow. 3 dozen flavors of jams and jellies. And again, where can they find you this week and coming up for the holiday weekend?
The holiday on the 4th, we will be at the Bean and Bacon Days, and we will also be at Mondovi for the 4th of July. So come find us at those two locations on Sunday and get some treats.
And still the Avenue store open Thursdays through Mondays, 9 to 7?
Correct. Yep, but we are closed on holidays, so the store will be closed on Sunday.
So make sure you go out and see them then at Bean and Bacon Days and Mondovi.
Right. Okay. Oh, and Chautauqua is not being open this Saturday because of the 4th, so we will not be in Chautauqua, so don't look for us there.
Do you want to know how you upgraded my neighborhood gift of a bread? When I was at Mother's, picked up my Mother's Day basket at your store right down 53, I picked up several jars of jam, and I like to make bread and bring it to my neighbors. You would have thought I hung the moon when I added a jar of jam with this bread. They were just like, oh my, what's this? And then, of course, I get big compliments. So thank you.
You are welcome.
Talk about an upgrade.
Always good to see you, Ronnie. Thanks so much for coming in. Yeah. Team Appleseed Avenue Orchard, AVEappleOrchard.com. See where they'll be next and stop into the Avenue store.